This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Backstage with the Golden Braves. With tales from the stands to the batter's cage. The kind of stories that'll keep you engaged.
Backstage with the Golden Braves. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Phillies Backstage. I'm Tom Burgoyne, joined by John Brazier. And, John, we have a Phillies legend on the phone.
Very excited because we are the same age, as you know, and we both grew up watching the 1980 team.
Yes.
And our next guest was, but we both talked about it. He's one of our all-time favorite Phillies, Manny Trio. Manny, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, guys. Thank you for having me in your show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all Manny Trio all the time here now in Philadelphia, Manny, because you are being honored this Saturday for the on the Wall of Fame. How did you hear about that you were going to be the selection?
Well, that's been happening almost 2 years by now.
Right.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, it's just something that I never thinking about it being a Hall of Fame or anything. So, but it was a big surprise, and it's my honor to accept the inductor. And I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah, and you're going to join a lot of your teammates from the 1980 World Champion Phillies. You know, when you look back at that time, it was really quite amazing, that team, right? I mean, you had a lot of All-Stars and Hall of Famers and Wall of Famers on that team. It really was a special team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so special because I think at the time I was really the rookie of the ball club. I mean, at least the 9 guys that we were playing every day, or the 8 guys that we play every day. And I mean, to know that, like, Pete Rose, Larry Baldwin, Mike Smith, Boone, and Maddox, McBride, and Steve Carlton, Tom McCall. I mean, it was something, and I feel in those guys, the most of them was like, I don't know, maybe two to 4 years ahead of me at the big league. And exactly, he had more years at that time. And it looked like the minute we start playing and spring training, we all know what to do. You know, we all know our role on the team.
Yep, and again, you're going to see a lot of these guys on the 8th. So, or I'm sorry, on the 7th, Saturday, August 7th. So it's got to be exciting to see those guys. I saw you down in spring training. Was that about 2 years ago? I saw you in spring training. When you came down to Clearwater?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you probably have you been in touch with a lot of these guys?
Well, I've really been in touch with Babe McBride, and I would say Lucinski on his birthday anyway. So I know he's, I think he's 1 year older than me.
Right.
He was kidding about it. But it's this most of those two that I've been in touch. And Pete. We talked once in a while on his birthday in April, and that's about it. That's what I mean. I kind of hear more about the other guys, you know, any news or Facebook or anything that came out in the paper about them.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, we've lost, you know, some of your teammates from 1980. And also a guy I think about, I'm sure you do too, Dallas Green, who it must have been pretty cool when you came to Philadelphia and with that team, you know, the Phillies drafted you originally in 1968, and Dallas Green was a big part of that, right?
Yeah, but don't say 1968. You know, geez, they're gonna sound too old.
Sorry, Manny. I just gave up your secret there.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Now you're taking some of my speech at the ceremony anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Manny? You know, and doing some research. First of all, I didn't think you were that old. Come on, you look like you could be 25. But I also didn't know that. Dallas certainly had been with our organization for a long time, but I didn't realize he played such an important part in your coming to the Phillies.
Yeah, well, I originally signed with the Phillies by Mr. R. Lilly, and he's probably over there in Lucan. And I think he died, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but he signed me, and Dallas was my first manager. Lucinski and myself, first manager in professional ball. So, and since that, he also gave me a big chance to, from catcher to be a second base or a shortstop anyway, in those years, because I was practicing and I was, one of my friends from Venezuela was shortstop, and I told him, hey, I'm going to teach you how to play shortstop.
Yeah,
and I only was 17. I don't know.
Yeah, well, did Dallas tell you why, he saw that in you? Maybe you weren't destined to be a catcher, that you'd be a better infielder?
Well, he saw my skill, I would say. And besides that, I probably was like I weighed like a 155, 160, you know, be behind the plate, you know. It would take lose too many pounds. And he saw me in shortstop, and I was doing good, because when I was really 10 years old, 12 years old, I was playing shortstop also. And then that's one of the things, and I'm happy about it, that he changed me. And after that, well, you know, I went to the Oakland A's, and I went here and there, and all of a sudden we came up together again. And I really appreciate what he did. And since that, we in the major league, most of the time when we see each other, we became a father for me in baseball, like him and Ruben Amaro too. There was the two guys that really. I would say introduce me to the game and tell me all about the ball game.
Well, I was talking to Greg Luzinski not too long ago, and he said, I said, give me some stuff about Manny when he was younger. And he said, well, he was skinny. He was skinny, skinny, skinny. And he told us that you guys were teammates in South Dakota. So your first assignment in professional baseball was in South Dakota. So here's someone, you know, you're from Venezuela and you're coming to start your career in South Dakota of all places with a bull. Was that tough being from, again, going from Venezuela to South Dakota and with the language barrier and everything that's going on?
Well, it was really tough, because after spring training, we went to Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, Spartanburg,
and wait for the rookie ball to start. I mean, there was a Class A at the time in Spartanburg. And it was hard because, you know, I don't know the language. I mean, I know the language, but I don't know how to speak it. And I was 3-4 guys sleeping on one king-size bed and wait for to go to South Dakota. And then you get to South Dakota and you get family taking care of you. And you're going, here you are, and you go in the basement and live there the whole season. It wasn't that easy, but it's, you can make it easy if you concentrate what I want to do.
All right.
And I mean, it was making it a little easy, but and the way baseball, but going out and all that kind of. It wasn't that good of a time.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, and you mentioned, Manny, you got traded to Oakland, and that first year there, at least 1974, the A's won the World Series. So you had success right from the very beginning. What do you remember from that team? You know, you think of some of those great players, too. You really have been fortunate to play with some great players on the A's and the Phillies.
And the Cubs.
And the Cubs, well, yeah.
I was disappointed with the Oakland A's at first. First time I went to Spring Training because they took my suitcase out of the truck the last day when they break in Spring Training. Well, that was my first Spring Training anyway, so I said, oh, geez, so no, can't be. So, but I mean, I got caught up, and I mean, seeing those guys like, I admired a guy named Joe Rudy.
Joe Rudy, sure.
Yeah, he was a quiet guy and everything. It's not that I got nothing against my ex-teammate at that time, because you got Reggie Jackson, you got Sal Vando, and you got Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, what a team. And man, yeah. you're a World Series champion. When you went back to Venezuela after that season, I mean, were you treated like a conquering hero at that point? I mean, certainly you were after 1980, but hey, you were a World Series champion after 1974. When you went back to Venezuela, were you the hero?
Well, I like more than 1980 because it's mostly a deep play.
You play.
You enjoy more that way. But that year I was like a hero in Venezuela, 1980. But I got a little something before that, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But, I mean, in 74, no, it wasn't that big. I mean, like,
okay.
I mean, you're big when you act, when you're in the game.
Yeah, and then you go to the Cubs, and then that's when you started really developing the reputation for being one of the best fielding second basemen in baseball. I know your double play combination was Ivan De Jesus, and then you were there for 4 years. You get traded to the Phillies, and then next thing you know, you got Larry Boa as your double play partner.
Perfect.
What was playing with Boa like?
Oh, it's a little crazy. No. I like Larry because he's always been talking, you know, Larry.
Yeah.
And we always been talking about, I mean, what we're going to do with that, who's the hitter and who get the pitcher. And it was good. And Larry was he's always a jumpy guy all the time and a happy guy. And I love it. I love Larry.
Yeah. And, well, you guys were, of course, you had Schmidt at third base. You had Pete Rose at first base. I mean, it really was a legendary infield. John mentioned, you know, you were known also, you know, with for being a great defensive player. How did you develop that style that you had, Manny? You had style, you know, the ball comes to you.
We loved it. That was your signature move. You'd hold on to it.
Hold on to it, look at it.
Come on, Manny, throw it.
Count the stitches, you know, and then throw it. Did players ever get annoyed with that, Manny? Like, if you're on the opposing team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. they do. I have some guys when they hit it to me and they start running. They said, throw the ball. And I said, why should I hurry? If I'm so close to first base. I mean, I have to take my time. I've got to make sure that I do that. What's the rush? And I mean, I was the guy that I would try to think what the hitter's going to do and playing the opposite way. I mean, make the hitters think that I'm playing. I mean, they're gonna hit it that way, and I see they're gonna hit it the other way. But I mean, and also, I trying to read their mind. I don't know if there was a mind reader, but I did everything. I think I did all right. A lot of guys from the other team, they say, "Manny, why you do so easy things, and my teammate doesn't do it the way you do it?" I say, "Well, I don't know. And they also kind of like, they like the way I throw the ball under. And they said, they also tell me, "Manny, if I run in first base and somebody hit a ball and you get the ball for double play to throw the first base, please throw it from the top. I don't want to slide. I don't want to slide hard or nothing."
Yeah, right.
And I always told them, I said, "Hey, in baseball, you want to get hit me, that's fine. But believe me, I know you're gonna come with that intention to break double play.
Right.
And my intention is to throw the first base, and you better get down quick. You know, quick, I'll get out of the way.
Right.
I'm not going to change my style. That's it.
Well, and then in 1980, and I remember this, watching this, and Tom does too, in the NLCS, probably the most exciting NLCS ever in the history of the game, and I don't think that's saying too much, but, you know, the Phillies and the Astros just had a battle. And it came down to, it went to five games, right? And,
yeah, four of the five games went to extra innings.
Went extra innings, right. But you were the MVP of that NLCS. Had a great, you hit 381, you had four RBI, and you had an unbelievable relay to home plate to cut them off. So it must have been pretty cool. I mean, how big of an honor was that to be the NLCS MVP?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think that the excitement that was in those games and also in that game and my teammates, we were really always pulled for each other. And I remember Greg Maddux, he said, "Manny, you got one hit, get the second one and get the third one." And he has something to say all the time about me that nobody does the bet on. Like the song that James Bond said, "Nobody does it better in second base at any time." And it was the excitement you get from the fans and make you keep going a little more. I don't see people go over 100%, but the excitement and it's the time that you're going to go to the World Series and make you more to, I'm not going to say that more, but like, because you, every game that you play with excitement, you know, but, everything is came so easy. Like I said before, we all know what we're supposed to do. And, that really to home plate, it was the day that we had day off and we had a workout, and Dave McBride, my good dear friend, we worked that play. But we got Ruben Amato hitting balls to that corner because we want to see how the ball's going to go around there. And we working out, and Dave gave me the ball. Sometimes I made a throw to third base because that was during batting practice. It was no way I can throw the home plate with the hitters doing batting practice. So he hit the ball over there. They give it to me, and I get a release, like, you know, like a run and gone, and I throw it to the third base. We were working that way.
Wow, how about
but
it?
It seems to be the work the other, I mean, the run, that time we had to throw home play, and it came perfect. I mean,
yeah, it's perfect.
Smash, fair ball down the right field line, heading toward the corner. Pujols is being waved around. Manny Trejo, throw to the plate is in play. What a great relay by Trejo. What a brilliant relay by Manny Trejo.
And Manny,
you did it again in the World Series.
Exactly, in the World Series, same kind of play. I have to ask you, I know John has a little quiz he wants to, because we know you got to run, but one question I got to ask you. You hit the big triple off Nolan Ryan, who, by the way, had you hit him pretty well in your career, Manny, Nolan Ryan?
Well, I told my friends, I got a friend out here, they're always kidding on me, because of Nolan Ryan, they say, "Manny, you hit Nolan Ryan." Well, I think I had a good luck on him, and I think they checked the how do I do against him. And I think he struck out me five times, but I hit over 300. I said, "Oh, that's good." I didn't even know that.
Yeah, look at that. See, you had his number, Manny.
A one strike pitch. Trejo, a line drive, fair ball, left field line. Aviles scores. There's Dellinger being waved around. He's gonna score. Manny Trejo at third, a triple. Phillies lead at 7-5. What a comeback by this great bunch of Phillies.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to ask you, is it true? Now, is this true? our third base coach in 1980 was Lee Ely at the time. When you slid into third base with that triple, did he? Well, he was so excited. Did he bite you in the arm?
Yeah. Don't say it.
What? Did he really?
All I know, he bite me, but I didn't feel anything. I said, "Jesus."
Oh,
and I
my
said,
God.
"What are you doing?"
Lee, yeah, who was crazier, Lee Ely or Larry Boa? I mean, Lee was, he got very excited, didn't he?
Yeah, they both got their own personality. And, I mean, but I don't know, they're not too far apart.
Yeah, they're the same guys. John, do you want to ask?
First, before we get to the quiz, we do have just a little quiz about yourself that you have to answer. That if you do well, when you come here on Saturday, August 7th, when we have Manny Trio Wall of Fame night, which we can't wait, the Fanatic, because you're talking to the best friend of the Fanatic, will get you something very special for that day. All
absolutely,
right?
For sure.
So these are easy questions, Manny. We'll get them real quick, and then we'll get you out of here, all right? So the first question is, it's multiple choice, what is the national bird of Venezuela? Is it the red siskin? Is the Venezuelan trupial, is the scarlet ibis, or the Venezuelan wood quail?
I think it should be a trupial.
Trupial is correct.
Oh, man.
He's one for one.
He's one for one.
How about that? Nice. All right, you made your Major League Baseball debut on June 28th, 1973 with the A's, and you played against the Chicago White Sox. I don't know if you can remember. I want to see how well you remember your debut. Who went 4-for-5 with 3 RBI that day? Which teammate went 4-for-5 with 3 RBI that day on your debut? Was it Sal Bando, Bert Campanaris, Reggie Jackson, or Gene Tennis?
Jesus, you get me wrong, but my debut was against Steve Busby. I don't know, he was playing for the. Was playing for Kansas City.
Oh, so it wasn't the White Sox. I had my information wrong.
You got it wrong.
I always butcher one prompt question. All right, we'll give that one to you correct.
Yeah,
I had Sal Bando.
Two for two.
Two for two. We're giving it you.
It's you guys all.
You're 2-for-2. All right, here we go. Number 3, in the 1980 World Series versus the Royals, you took a relay throw in Game 5 and nailed which Royal at home plate in the 6th inning? Was it Willie Wilson, George Brett, Daryl Porter, or UL Washington?
Porter is correct.
3-for-3.
I remember that.
All right, now we just talked about this. So.
You don't have no more, please. No more. I'm fine.
Yeah, he's batting 100.
Couple more. In the 1980 NLCS against the Astros, you took another relay, as we talked about, and you gunned down which Astro at the plate in Game 5? Was Enes Cabell, Cesar Cedeño, Jose Cruz, or Luis Pujols?
Pujols
is
correct.
You're
4-for-4. You're on a roll. All right, on December 9th, 1982, you were traded with 4 other players for Von Hayes. Which of these is not one of the players that were traded with you? Jay Baller, Charles Nelson Riley, Julio Franco, and Jerry Willard. Jay Baller, who wasn't part of that trade? Jay Baller, Charles Nelson Riley, Julio Franco, or Jerry Willard? Sorry. Tom's making me laugh. He likes the fake name in there.
He put a fake name in there, Manny. It's Charles, Charles Nelson Riley.
All right, you're 5-for-5.
I know Franco was there. My bride was there. Yeah. I think Jay Baller was
Jay
there.
Jay Baller was
Baller
there, yep.
too,
Yep. So... All right,
I don't know the other guy.
All right, you're on a roll.
All right.
We're going to give you 6. All right, here's a true or false. Larry Boa, this is true or false, tell me. Larry Boa got cut from his high school baseball team and never played varsity high school baseball. Is that true or false?
Never played?
Never played varsity high school baseball. Like he always had to play American Legion.
Well, I'm just going to guess. Never did.
He never did. You're right. It's true. Yeah. He never played. He got cut every year from his high school baseball team.
So this is the last one, John. Let's see if he's going 1,000.
This is the last one. All right, Manny, as I mentioned, one of the guys you're talking to, Tom Burgoyne, is the best friend of the Fanatic. So where is the Fanatic from, Manny? Is he from the Galapagos Islands? Is he from Bali? Is he from the Czech Republic? Or is he from Djibouti? So you got the Galapagos Islands, Bali, Czech Republic, or Djibouti?
Let's say Bali, please.
Well, Oh, he's not. He wishes he was from Bali.
I wish.
Yeah, he wishes.
Yeah.
He's from the Galapagos Islands.
The Galapagos Islands. The Philly fanatic. Oh, man.
No.
You almost went 1,000.
Yeah, but he won. So next, when you see him on Manny Trio Wall of Fame night, the Fanatic will be giving him something big, right?
Yeah, a little, maybe a Fanatic dial, Manny.
All right.
Manny, we know you got a tee off time. We really appreciate you. As John mentioned before, you were one of our favorite players when we were growing up watching the Phillies. And
we can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, listen, guys, but don't, you're saying growing up, but don't say you guys age, okay?
No, we're not.
No.
Forever young. Exactly. Forever young.
All right. Okay. That's what you have to feel that way all the time.
All right. All right, Manny. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
All right, guys. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.
And that was Manny Trio. And I said good luck today because he was
he's hitting the golf course.
He's hitting the golf course. And, I think Charles Nelson Reilly might have thrown him off right there. Right.
He had no idea.
No idea.
But it was really great talking to him. I saw Kurt Funk earlier, and I told Kurt, hey, we're talking to Manny today. And I figured, I'd say, Kurt, you know Manny, right? And he goes, no. Like, even Kurt hasn't had too many dealings with him. Most of these guests that we bring on, John, we know.
We know the stories.
Yeah, but Manny.
I met Manny for the first time. Yeah. And, again, we have alumni coming through here 2 years ago, as I mentioned, in spring training. And it's funny because we see these guys, it's part of the routine. It's part of, you know, your life, right? You don't really get excited when you see somebody that you haven't, you know, I'm trying to think, somebody I don't know, which is pretty much all the alumni I've come through here, but I hadn't met Manny's. Oh, I hadn't met, like, Big McBride. If I met Big McBride, that would have special meaning because that 1980 team had special meaning for especially people our age, our generation. So, meeting Manny Trio, who, again, Steve Carlton is probably number one.
Yeah.
Obviously you like Mike Schmidt, and obviously you like Larry Bowen, and you like Bull and all that. But
your unsung
guy. My unsung guy was Manny Trio. Like, I just loved his style. He was so clutch from an offense point of view. You know, again, he had that style at second base. Yep. How could you not love Manny Trio?
And he was a clutch player for the Phillies.
Totally,
I mean,
clutch.
He was one of those guys who would come in, come through in the clutch. Yeah, and it was cool to talk to him because, we grew up watching him.
So. Well, and also just make sure we mention that Alumni Weekend is going to be really fun. I'm not sure when this is going to air, but hopefully, but just know on Friday, August 6th, we are honoring Dave Montgomery, which is going to be a very, very special tribute. Very emotional.
Yeah.
We all, you know, looked at David as almost a second father figure or an uncle or a brother. Love Dave Montgomery. Saturday, that is the Manny Trio Wall of Fame night. I think all fans are going to get a Manny Trio Wall of Fame print. And on Sunday, it is Roy Halladay retirement number night.
Yeah.
So, and all fans are going to get a Roy Halladay retired number statue. So it's going to be Toyota sponsors all of it.
Toyota.
So thanks to Toyota. Yeah. It's going to be, again, all 3 days will be very special. And guess who we're playing?
We're playing the Mets.
So you got the Mets on top of that. So
if
we have all these alumni and all these special tributes, and it's going to be a big series.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be an unbelievable weekend.
Awesome.
So can't wait.
Bring it on. Well, I'm glad we got this in, and we're going to air this before Wall of Fame night, right, Jack?
Oh, certainly. Hopefully, today is Wednesday, so we're going to hopefully air it by Thursday, which is, I don't even know what today's date is, the 30 something?
Something like that. Who knows? No, it's not 30 yet.
What is it?
I don't know.
You have green between your ears. I'm the director of Fun and Games. Scott Brandon's going to kill us for not knowing the date. What's today's date?
It's July 28th, John.
All right, so it'll be posted on July 29th. There you go.
That's what we're shooting for.
There you have it.
All right, well, there it is. I guess that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we will see you next time on Phillies Backstage. Backstage with the Golden.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.